I think we could do a whole episode of The Rest of Us just filling in the blank that Jeff left for us.
Yes, John, you are correct.
That made us feel good inside, I guess. A warm, fuzzy feeling.
So I guess in my mind, I'm already preparing for the cold winter of available product on the shelves and just kind of stocking up on ways to do it myself.
No, I just wanted to leave you there silent for a second.
I'm like jumping up and down like it's Christmas with a styrofoam.
Start over when I don't laugh at you saying the word skid mark.
That was an Archduke, not a Marmaduke.
Oh, you guys didn't have to Google that, huh?
Yeah, we all want the ice. GoCustoms.com is the home of the world's premier G.I. Joe customizing website. Its purpose, to learn, improve, share, entertain, and showcase the work of the customizing community, wherever and whenever possible, to whomever shows interest. We'll help the community. Wherever there's customizing, Joe Customs is there.
Joe Customs!
Hi, welcome to the year-end Joe Customs podcast. I'm John, a.k.a. P-Love.
I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Spectre.
I'm Brad, TR101AO.
Aaron, a.k.a. Bucky.
I am Dennis, a.k.a. Dr. Bindi.
Matt, a.k.a. Hypno Hustler.
Hi, this is Jeff, also known as Joe Michaels. You might also know me as... I thought I had something for that.
You had this wait for that.
Drop everything after you're done. Good to go.
You should put together a whole episode of just all the that we dug. It would be really, really funny.
Yeah.
I think we could do a whole episode of The Rest of Us just filling in the blank that Jeff left for us.
Oh, Nelly. Before we get into everything that's happened this year, everything we got going on, going ahead, let's talk about right now. I think it was Thursday, we did a tally on the red versus blue laser challenge. Forget that how many have been submitted. Tons. I'll tell you, just tons. But the 51 customs that Dr. Mindy just put into the queue. So thank you on behalf of all of the gallery staff for that, Dennis. That's fantastic.
I think it might have been up to 60 by the time I finished my run.
Oh, boy.
If I could interrupt, I feel like I need to make one clarification. When I said at the end of my run I was at 60 customs, I just meant for tonight. I just want to make sure everybody's clear on that.
I'm hearing a go red lasers.
Yeah. So far I've knocked out the ones that I didn't think I was going to ever submit, and now it's getting ready to do the ones that I've just been planning on for like 5 years.
I think you need to insert Jeff saying red losers.
Jeff can insert that himself.
That's what she said.
Oh.
First one.
Yeah. Bucky, anything you want to add on behalf of the red lasers on that one?
You know, I was kind of holding off because I don't trust the blue lasers. So I was watching to see if they were suddenly going to kick in like 150 in the last month, and I haven't seen anything yet. So Dennis, I think, pretty much fired a fatal blow there. I've only got maybe half a dozen left now. I think I did 12 today, but I don't trust them. I wouldn't be surprised if they have 150 and they're just waiting to see what happens here.
I bet somebody's got like a stash of army builders, you know, they're going to submit one at a time, even if it's the same figure, you know, like 150 of them.
Don't talk about Jeff like that. I thought after the first month, like, I was obviously impressed with how many, but just that it's actually a really close race. Like, we picked the teams at random. Well, I picked the teams at random. Just doing 1-2, 1-2. So for it to be this close, this late, I think it makes it fun. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Well, I kind of, you know, I know what's going to happen here. Pressing. I will say that the last week or so, I've been quite, you know, motivated to actually get stuff done. Though it sounds like I'm just kind of screaming into the void at this point. But I'm still motivated, so that's good.
What?
I think you've been beaten.
What? Over? Did you say over?
No.
Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
And it ain't. Did he say Germans?
Yes.
Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! What the fuck happened to the blue lasers? I used to know. Where's the spirit? Where's the guts, huh? This could be the greatest night of our lives, but you're going to let it be the worst. Oh, we're afraid to go with you, JM70. We might get in trouble. Well, just kiss my from now on. Not me. I'm not going to take this. Bucky, he's a dead man. ERBND, dead. Dugan Warrior, we're just the guys to do it. Let's do it.
There may or may not be some copyright infringement with most of that. last week when we recorded this, it was close. It was within 100. It is not as close anymore. The total tally as of today, and this is doing QC check on the front end and then running database queries on the back end, and it is blue lasers at 1,009 total, red lasers at 1,141 total. A discrepancy of, like, 130-something. 132. So,
is that stuff in the queue?
That does not include anything in the queue. That's just what's gone through. But I can tell you that Toy Nuts and Dr. Bindi kind of own the queue right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, it's close. It's close, but it's not as close as it was before. The gap is widening.
Add those two numbers together.
That is 2,150.
Well, I think that we all win.
Yes.
Indeed. Said the blue laser.
I ran some individual numbers. As you know, Jogan Warrior had ruled the roost pretty much from the start. That changed this week. This week, I actually watched. I did it at the beginning of the week, thinking that, you know, well, before we recorded last week, I just checked, and Oreo Builder was trailing by about 100. That is no longer the case. Jogan Warrior had a total of 383 as of today. Oreo Builder has caught up and surpassed him with 418 customs.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's since June.
Golden lasers.
Yeah. But third place, and this will be tight, before it was SG Caper kind of ruled in second place there. He got passed this week by Land Sputnik.
What?
Yeah. SG Caper has 183 as of today, and Land Sputnik has 201. So I know we're not really keeping...
That's my mind, man.
It's not about quantity or whatever, but I'm really impressed. Yeah, I never thought we'd get people putting in hundreds of customs for this. But those aren't the numbers I really wanted to see, because we all know how this started, right? We wanted to see what Aaron and Jeff could do for the year, so from January 1st to the end of the year. And I looked at those numbers.
God, I'm sitting on the edge of my chair.
JM70 with 42 customs. Now, that doesn't include all the ones in the queue. Bucky, 80.
Wait, you said 80?
80. You might say he had a resurgence of customs.
I can't do that in 3 weeks.
Sure you can. Just take every Cobra Army builder you have, put a water slide on it with an individual last name, and upload every single one.
I'm sorry. Going back to somebody's speech about 5 minutes ago, I'm hearing, hey, it's over.
I think I did 80 last Sunday.
That's true. If you're Dr. Bindi, you won't have any problem, Jeff.
You're on my team, Hypno.
Yeah, well, this is still hilarious.
So, I'm telling you guys now, you got nothing in the way but holidays?
It could happen.
It could happen.
I'm not slowing down.
It's the home stretch.
Dang it.
Yeah. Oh, and Ali Viper Elite is right behind Land Sputnik and SG Caper. But I want to, Oreo Builder, I'm going to send him a, I know he's into the third-party Transformers, so I'm going to send him a San Diego Comic-Con third-party Manta. It's the one based on the whale that they did of Sea Spray. He's going to get that. Land Sputnik and then Ali Viper Elite. We have a couple of prizes I'm going to give him. One of them is going to be winning a poster that I have, some stickers, and then still in package. But just got to figure out who's getting what there. All right, so that's your red versus blue laser challenge.
I got to say, all red versus blue aside, that was pretty fantastic. That's a pretty fantastic year full of customs right there.
I think I've said it. We've already, doubled the past 2 years combined.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. That's a lot of customs. 2,000 customs, or over 2,000 customs in a 6-month period. That's insane.
So is it too late for me to put in all the thousands of aliens I made, or is it?
Are you Blue Laser?
I never signed up.
Go Blue Laser.
Purple Laser and Spectre wins.
On behalf of the gallery staff, yes, it's too late.
Okay.
All right. Near in view type of stuff, because this will get released right around the holidays. Was there anything on the site or in customizing, either your own or someone else's, or just a technique that really stood out to you guys this year?
I think the biggest thing to hit customizing this year has got to be 3D printing.
You know, my wife's school got a 3D printer, and she was showing me some, it looked like a bracelet, tiara-looking thing, really fancy, intricate stuff. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Here's the stuff that J-Man is doing with his 3D printing. Here's some of the stuff that some of the Facebook people are doing, you know, on 3D toys printing. They're printing entire action figures all together in the printer. And when she saw those pictures, she was like, whoa, okay, that's cool.
I got a couple of pieces from J-Man. I got a K-9, I got a Terror Dog, and I got a Dalek. And I gotta say, even at the printer he currently has, I know he's getting a much better one, but even the one he currently has at the 200 microns, it's pretty impressive. I mean, you can clearly see the ribbing on it. It needs a lot of sanding to get it as production. But just the sheer fact that you can make this stuff in a little box sitting on your desk out of practically nothing is amazing. I've been working at sanding down the couple of pieces he gave me. It's been a bit slow going, but I wanted to not make sure I didn't damage the material itself. But I've got the Terror Dog down almost to where I want it to be, where I can start painting it, and you won't see any of the ribbing. It is just such a great tool. It's amazing that you can just input some, you know, computer vectors, and it makes a product for you.
Yeah. Like, I was afraid it'd be super fragile, but he sent me, you know, that hoverboard, and I've been playing with that thing, and it's not fragile. It's not production plastic, but it's not fragile at all. It may have withstood a 4-foot fall. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the stuff he sent me, he made out of the styrene, which is essentially like the model kits, like Ertl and whatnot. And I'm amazed by how light it is. Like, I've got the Terror Dog actually in the palm of my hand right now, and you can barely feel it. It's so light, but yet it's nice and firm. I can squeeze it along the midsection without cracking it. And I got big gorilla hands, so, you know, it's pretty sturdy.
I was going to ask you about the durability of it. I was kind of curious, is, you know, could withstand a fall from, say, a tray table or something?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. I knocked the Dalek off the table accidentally the day I opened the package. And aside from the parts that are separate, like the eye stalk, the gun, and the plunger arm popping out of it, there was no damage to it at all. And it fell off my work table, which I'd say is a good 3 feet off the ground. And there was no damage at all.
As far as the weight of it, does it kind of feel like an empty solo cup or something?
It feels even less than an empty solo cup.
Wow.
It's just like holding like a bubble in your hand. It's so light. But also the ones he printed for me, he printed hollow to save on material. So, of course, if you print it solid, it'll add weight to it. But it feels like a plastic model, like a, you know, little sports car model or a jet fighter model.
Very cool.
Yeah, I would say, like, compared to something that's a very similar production, you know, toy production figure, it's a little bit lighter, but it's still got weight to it. You know, you can tell it's not the same, you know, hardness of plastic, but it's definitely got weight to it. What about you, Brad? Anything stand out this year?
I think the biggest thing that has stood out to me is the amount of projects and the time and effort put into those. I mean, Oreo Builders 50th, and Bucky, if I say this wrong, the Resurgence project with you and Oreo Builder and Dusty 79, the Red Laser versus Blue Laser. I mean, everything's been quality. I mean, I think this has been the project year for our site.
Yeah, and not just Resurgence, but that Resurgence kind of like spawned a lot of offshoots from people that were inspired by it. I think that's just insane. I think customizing is maybe out of, you know, necessity is kind of resurged itself this year. you know, especially towards the end once figures started dwindling or whatever. But it's crazy that resurgences respond, you know, that, what is it, Reloaded? I can't remember the actual name, but I remember, I've seen the customs. All these people that are inspired by that and building off of the seed that you guys planted.
Yes, John, you are correct.
If Jeff was here, we'd say it's all about planting the seeds.
After doing that project, one of the things we were most proud of was how it inspired people, and we got a lot of compliments, and then it seemed like there was an uptick in the amount of customs people were doing and the amount of not just painting that they were doing, but the characterization and the other stuff that you can do with the custom. Instead of just painting a custom figure, they're making an actual character with a backstory and trying to make it more memorable than just a painted figure. We were pretty happy with that, and we were pretty happy when they came out with Recoiled and Reloaded. Ice Cream Man contacted us and told us what he was doing, and that made us feel good inside, I guess. A warm, fuzzy feeling.
Dennis, what about you?
I think it's kind of been touched on a little bit, but I'm not sure I would have even realized it till thinking about it for this conversation, is what struck me about the year for customs would be just the way that product on the shelves really has died off across, you know, all sorts of levels. And I am thinking in that in terms of what I'm looking forward to most going into the next year. And that's one, Boss Fight Studios, not just for how awesome the product is, but also for fodder. Two would be for the fact I'm really likely to get a 3D printer, which was already brought up. And then three, in terms of a technique that's obviously been out there forever, but that I've really recently caught on to, is after watching Joe Zarr's demonstration of simple casting at Assembly Required, I went and bought a set for that as well. So I guess in my mind, I'm already preparing for the cold winter of available product on the shelves and kind of stocking up on ways to do it myself.
That's cool. I don't know. When I see people do things, like, I remember it started with Kluminati's coats. When he was making those coats, I was like, those are really cool. But I have to try my hand at it first. I got to know if that's something I can do or whether that's something I got to pay for. And I remember trying it, and, okay, it was nowhere near as good as his, but I'm so proud of my ugly, off-centered-looking coat that I made that, you know, once you do it and you realize how hard it is or how simple it is, I'm glad that I even attempted it, you know? And then I didn't have a problem paying him for it, but I had to try it first. And I think that's what it was with casting, too. I have to try it, see if I'm able to do it, realize how much time and money it takes, and then I'm okay for paying for certain things.
For me, I think it was just, you know, I'm not going to mass produce anything, but just being able to say, I really need a second one of this part. You know, I can fix it if it has some imperfections, and I really don't want to wait, you know, 2 months plus to have somebody, you know, make a copy of it for me. You know, if it's something I could go buy on the shelves, no big deal. But a lot of the stuff I'm doing anymore is modded, you know, so to get a copy, I've got to have it done. So I'm willing to try.
Well, I think unless you have a fodder bin as big as Spectre's, you're going to probably appreciate it when it comes to diorama making, being able to make your own prop and be able to make, you know, 12, 20 of them at a time.
That's a good point. Good point.
I had to turn to get cast stuff too because I just couldn't find extra pieces, so I fully appreciate it.
Aaron, you covered your own project, but was there something else this year that stood out to you?
The amount of it's kind of like the 3D printing thing. I haven't tried any of that stuff yet, but the amount of casters out there, quality casters that are reliable and the stuff they kick out, I used to have to rebuy a figure for a certain part, or say a Marvel Universe figure for a certain part, and hope I didn't mess it up as I was trying to mod it. And now you've got casters that pump that stuff out. They get it to you on time. If you make something that you think is pretty neat, you can send it to them. They cast it, and then it's available for everybody. It's anything you kind of want, you can get at this time. It kind of falls in with the 3D printer thing. I don't have one. I've never used a 3D printer. I don't have any of the product they make, so I rely heavily on casters. Like Star Wars Geek and Rodimus are just pumping that stuff out, and it helps out a lot.
Yeah, the closest I've gotten to 3D printing is paper craft. You know, if you want me to fold a box, I can do that. Not cardboard paper. It's totally different. There's so many things. Seeing the explosion of customizing on Facebook, You know, not just the Joe Customs critiques or the Keep It 100, but, like, it's pushed into G.I. Joe discussion group. It's pushed into a lot of the, you know, regional Facebook groups. I'm just loving it. It is just, every year I seem to say it's a great time to be a G.I. Joe fan. Well, maybe right now isn't the best time to be a G.I. Joe fan, but it's a great time to be a customizer. So for me, that's been awesome. There's just all kinds of cool stuff that's out there right now.
I remember a wise man predicting that might be the case when G.I. Joe started to dwindle. Who was it that said something along those lines?
Was it Spin Doctor?
No. I think Spin Doctor was kind of doom and gloom about it. There was another doctor that said something really positive about the effect it would have on customizing. It'll come to me.
I might have had it quoted for a while. Yeah. You called it.
For me, this year, it's really been the year of, and we'll see, it's going to start really hitting soon here, but the year of the third party. Like, we're starting to get stuff like the Transformers fans have, where we've got companies that aren't Hasbro doing stuff that's in the same format and style that's totally compatible with Joe. And that's really exciting, and I'm really anxious to see where everything's going to go from here and to start getting some of that product in my hand. As far as the customizing goes, overall, this year, I mean, it's been amazing to see so many customizers have been blowing me away. Joe's Cantina was incredible. I love seeing him in person at the con in Dallas, and then seeing just his dedication to keep doing it. Everything Vanishing Point's been doing with the Sigma scale is awesome. Just the way he keeps, you know, character after character after character. I can't even believe there's that much Sigma 6 fodder in the world. That's been really cool. Personally, I guess goals and stuff. I organized all my fodder so that I got that excuse gone. I can't keep saying, "Oh, I'll do this once I get organized." I got rid of that. So now I actually have to put up or shut up and start customizing. So I really want to get through my backlog of stuff, all my dozens of figures I've parted together and never taken any further. That's my big goal for the rest of this year and going into next year. Rediscover my passion and love for the hobby, because it's kind of been on the back burner for a while.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, I meant to interject this earlier, but one of the things Matt did this year was take the traveling display and actually go, for the Joe Customs table and actually go through it, organize it, label things, and made it a lot easier to set up and break down this year. That's one of the projects he took on. So thanks to Matt for that, along with all the other organizing he's done this year.
It was totally selfish because I'm in all the shows, it seems like, and I was sick of it. So,
well, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound as good, Matt.
Well, that's the goal. I'm unable to accept the rightness, so I diffuse it immediately. Come on. It's like you don't even know me.
Matt, how many times do you think that you've had set up and tear down that table? All but one, right?
Probably, yeah.
Doesn't it suck Sunday morning when everybody else has been up all night drinking and partying and stuff, and you got to go down and check on the table?
That's usually Mike's job, but yes, it does suck. It sucks even more when you're trying to beat a tornado full of hail in Oklahoma.
That did suck.
That is the quickest that table has ever come down. And then we just left J-Man there with an empty table.
Poor J-Man. Jeff, what do you remember the most from this year?
Can you do me a favor when you're editing this and edit me before Hypno's answer? Because you dropped my call, and when I got back on the call, Hypno's all like, 2014 was the year of the third-party thing and blah, blah, blah. And that was my answer. I've been thinking about that for a week. Wait, did that sound whiny?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, then
you're kind of throwing me under the bus there, Jeff.
Yeah. All right, then I'm just going to go back to... hey, did you guys see that awesome vehicle custom down at Assembly Required that won the prize?
Are you talking about the Misery Machine?
Oh, the Misery Machine. That took a year.
Was it any good?
Apparently a few people that I pandered to down in Iowa thought so.
Matt. Yeah, wait a second, I voted. I didn't get any pandering.
That was a slam to Matt for his slam on my Battle Santa from last year.
This year with the Star-Lord, it didn't matter. Hand her away. You do what it takes to win.
I think Matt was right, though. An Elsa or Anna figure would have won from Frozen.
No, so yeah, I'd agree with what everyone else before me has said about this year being Marauders and Boss Fights year.
I mean, they're the, I don't know anybody else who's generated that kind of interest or excitement. You know, the FSS 3 was kind of lukewarm this year. That the guys who had the Skeleton Warriors, you know, they were competing against Boss Fight. And that was kind of lukewarm. There's a couple of other things that are coming up that seem kind of exciting, but they're from Boss Fight, so they kind of just, you know, add to that reputation. So I don't know. I think I agree. I think it's the year of everybody else this year.
You know, I'll tell you this. Until this year, I'd never done a Kickstarter for anything. I'd never crowdfunded anything. I've thought about it for a couple of projects, but never actually did it. This year, I did 3 action figure projects. So, I mean, it's getting stuff out there that you wouldn't normally see it in a brick-and-mortar store, that's for sure.
What was that third one?
The I Am Elemental, the female superheroes.
Have those shipped yet?
They're shipping this week, I think.
Oh, cool.
You know, I thought my daughter might like one of the figures, and then they ended up throwing in a figure. So 2 figures for her to kind of figure out whether she likes them or not. You know, I'm sure they'll end up in a dollhouse, but we'll see.
The other thing I'm obviously proud of is this whole red laser, blue laser thing. And again, it's not, I mean, the competition was fun, and it's been fun keeping track and keeping score and all that kind of thing. But I think everybody recognizes, you know, between the folks that dug deep and pulled out all these customs, brought them into the light just to showcase them. Everybody in the site who's been amazed the fact that we used to show 10 new customs a day, and now we have to show 20 just to try to get through the year. I mean, it's been really amazing and actually more wildly successful than I ever thought it would be back when Bucky suggested that we open it up. So I think as far as the site goes and as far as me personally goes, I think that the red laser, blue laser challenge has been the most fun and probably the most exciting Joe Customs thing that happened all year.
Yeah. You know, as long as since both of you guys are here, I want to say thanks, Jeff, and thanks, Aaron, for having your little boxing match and getting the ball rolling and bringing this out to the site. It's so awesome. And obviously, huge thanks to everybody on the gallery staff, because that's just been an epic job. So good work, you guys.
And blue lasers, you know, get your parts together. I'm sure the red lasers would like some good customs out of this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. There is a punishment, isn't there?
It's not a punishment. It's an admission of defeat.
I prefer modern era.
Wrong time for that. All right, so you're getting. I'm sending you an ARAH figure.
If I heard Jeff right, I'm suddenly intrigued again. I may be going old school.
Wow.
It's a punishment for us. We can make it a punishment for them.
All right. Whoever's name I get, which I would guess might be Bucky, I think I might have to make a self-custom.
I think some spooky music should probably be inserted there, if I'm guessing right.
That's exactly what I want on my shelf, is a 3 3/4 Joe Michaels.
Dennis, I was thinking like a boom chicka boom boom.
No, I think that's what he meant when he said a 3 3/4 Joe Michaels.
Guys, I'm still here.
That's funny.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh.
I just used that line last week.
And I'll start with this one, because Yojo Agogo YJAG gave me 2 large boxes of site donations, stuff for me and stuff for my daughter. Stuff that was taking up room, including 2 large three or four large play sets. I haven't actually gone through everything. I unpacked it to take a picture to make sure nothing had fallen into the boxes that he wanted. But other than that, I haven't had the time. There's like about a dozen vehicles, several figures, a couple of dozen figures, and just so many diorama accessories. I haven't had a chance. And for that, thanks. Some of that stuff is going to go out as prizes for the red blue laser or the celebration or something. I was just blown away by how much stuff he was just, here, take this, and just throwing it in the box, and it's incredible.
Nice, lucky you.
Well, it helps everybody.
Yeah, that was really nice of him to do that, though. So what were the large playsets?
He made me take one of the Palisades Muppets Lost in Space playsets.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
I told him I was... He had, like, all this, like, lab diorama, like the Hulk tube and the Maximus Venom chamber thing. And he's like, yeah, I was going to make a Mindbender lab. And I'm like, well, that's actually on one of my to-do lists is to do that. And he's like, oh, then you have to get these. And he opened up a cabinet and he had, like, two of them. And he tried to give me both. I'm like, no, I can't. That's too much. But he made me take one of them. So I've got one of those playsets. And then he gave my daughter the Harry Potter Great Hall playset that he got from England.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen pictures of those things.
Yeah, that I can't even begin to put in words how incredible that is.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome.
So, Dan, what about you? Any fodder? Anything we should be looking for out there?
Actually, I got something really interesting that my wife's the one that pointed it out to me. We were in Walmart one day, and we were in the food section, and they had these little round bottles of Coca-Cola. They're small. They're like 8 ounces or 10 ounces, but they're perfectly round. They look like Christmas ornaments. So I got two of them, and after I drank the contents of the bottles, I was kind of looking at them, and I was thinking, what can I make out of these things? And my wife said, well, why don't you make like a nuclear reactor or something out of them? And I was looking at it, and I was like, oh, that actually is a really good idea. So I went back and bought two more, so I got four of them now. And I'm going to make a little quad, like, fusion reactor type thing using these bottles. I'll provide you pictures of the bottles if you want to put them on the site.
Yep.
They stand maybe about four and a half inches tall, and they're probably about 4 inches across. Like, if you were to, you know, put a line through the middle of them, they're about 4 inches. They're completely round with the bottleneck coming out the top, and even the cap has a unique shape to it, a unique texture that it looks, you know, almost like very science fiction looking. So I got four of those sitting aside. They were $1 a piece at Walmart. They were in a giant floor dump, a big cardboard dump that had all Coca-Cola Christmas graphics all around the outside of it, and the bottle had the same. I stripped off the labels, though, unfortunately. I should have photographed them with the labels on. But I'll provide you with a picture of those. They are really cool looking. And, you know, you can use, like, flexi straws and a bunch of other stuff to make pipes coming out of them. And they add, like, a little computer station and a walkway around them. All sorts of stuff. You know, the typical diorama stuff I build. They are really cool. They were $1 a piece. And I have to definitely credit my wife for pointing out their custom use.
No, that's awesome.
That's about it. It's been very, very, like, aside from the 3D printed stuff I got from J-Man, it's been pretty quiet around here, action figure-wise. Like, there's nothing out right now. There's nothing available. I'm waiting for the next wave of figures, Doctor Who figures, to come from England, which probably won't hit here until January or February. So that's it. And I really haven't gotten anything. Haven't gone out shopping, looking for anything either, because there's nothing out right now. On an unrelated note, did you guys see the pictures of the dragon from The Hobbit, to see the actual pictures of the toy?
Just the pre-order. I haven't seen it come in or review or anything.
I got a picture of it on my Facebook. All right, where my first reaction to it was like, that's really cool. Look at the first comment inside. Somebody actually got one and posted a picture of the 3¾-inch figure. It's so tiny. The figure has a height of like 2.5 inches. And then it's like 21 inches long because of a long tail and 22 inches wide with the wingspan. But the actual thickness of the figure is like an inch, maybe an inch and a half thick. It is so small. It's like the $80 price tag is insulting.
Now, Dan, I have to ask, and you know, I have thoughts on that too, but when you started out that question with, has anybody seen this figure? Were you just testing to see if we follow you on Facebook or not?
No, not in the least. Because the only place I had seen any photo of it was on somebody else's page, and I swiped it from him.
I'm teasing you, Dan.
I know nobody follows me on Facebook. Nobody follows me on Twitter. Nobody follows me anywhere. I was following this one guy's page. He has an action figure page. It's actually called Action Figures. And he has a lot deeper pockets than I do when it comes to purchasing this stuff. So I like to look at his stuff and live vicariously through him.
I knew it was going to be smaller.
Oh, rookie dink. It's so tiny.
Almost like the McFarlane Monsters or like the Jaws playset where like it came with miniature figures. So it would be in scale with those rather than the scale of the actual figures and stuff.
That's basically what it is. It comes with a little 2-inch Bard figure. And even smaller than 2-inch scale would be. It is tiny.
I'll tell you what, if you're into gaming figures, though, that thing's going to be the bomb.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It'll be great for those little one-inch, lead figures. Well, I'm sorry, they're plastic now, but that shows how old I am. You know, if you're into that stuff, that'd be perfect. But as a 3¾-inch collector, no, this looks like a baby dragon.
Yeah, that's what you'd have to use it for. I just pulled up the picture now. That's weak.
Oh, yeah, it's itty-bitty little things. Imagine how funny it would be if in the movie when they actually got to the mountain, that's how big the dragon was, they'd be laughing themselves to death. It wouldn't even need an to kill it. Just a sharpened thumbtack.
My name's Smog.
More like Speck.
More like Puff.
So disappointed when I saw that picture.
Aaron, anything interesting coming out or that you've seen anywhere? Fighterbox?
No, not really toy-wise. I was at a local home improvement store today, and they have, they call it a Dutch auction, where the Christmas stuff goes on sale a certain percent every 3 days. And they've got this section of, those little people and villages that people can put out for Christmas.
Right.
But some of the trees that they have and lampposts could be used in Dio scenes. So I picked up a couple of trees today for $3. They're about between 6 and 8 inches tall. And the lampposts are about 7 inches tall. It's at Menards. I don't know if everybody has those in their home state. But it's they're almost in scale. And they help with Dio scenes. I don't do any Dio stories, but they help for display purposes.
Do they have any of the mountain backdrops? I've seen some of the stores carry the carved foam mountains.
We
could put the houses on the platforms on the mountains.
Yeah, I remember seeing those last year, and I missed out on them. They didn't look like they carried them this year. It was kind of like a rocky terrain.
Yeah,
it was in scale with the people, which are probably an inch tall, but you could still use it for Jills. But I did not see them this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet this year either. I went to Hobby Lobby and I went to Michael's, and they don't seem to have them this year.
I saw one at a Hobby Lobby, but it was a small one. Like, it wasn't the usual big ones that they carry.
Yeah, I saw a little bit smaller one at Michael's as well down here.
I know Lance Sputnik, he got a roll, I don't know, it was about a foot and a half roll of brick, for brick pavement. And he got, it's usually $20, but Black Friday with the coupon and everything, he got it for under $7.
They have 1 or 2 foot sections of that at Dollar Tree.
A Dollar Tree?
At Dollar Tree, yeah. Nice. Dollar Tree has their own knockoff village that you can buy the little figurines for and the little crappy little houses. But they have that, the roll of the vinyl bricks. It's 1 or 2 feet. It's not a really long roll, but they're a dollar.
Hmm. And Michael's has the a wider roll. I want to say it was about $20, but they were doing discount on them, but they had the brick and the cobblestone.
Yeah, that's the one that Jason got. I've seen the small ones, but he was able to get the big one. When I went, they were sold out, but that's something to look for, especially Michael sends coupons daily for that kind of stuff this season. I like getting the lighting because it'll come with a battery pack and plus one or two lights. Great for dioramas. Quick and easy to install.
Oh, yeah.
Did I cover everybody for Fodderbox? Did I ask everybody?
I think I dropped when you were getting to me.
Oh, okay.
You didn't get to me either.
Really?
God. Yeah, I'm so left out.
I can't remember. All right.
Dennis, go ahead.
No, you go first, Brett.
Yeah, we got to get you before you drop out again.
Yeah, I might drop again, heaven forbid. No, probably my favorite piece of fodder that I've gotten in the last little bit, and it's probably been a few months now, is the mascot cast Hedgie Simijan. And I really appreciated those, and I'm going to try to cast some more myself. I plan on making him kind of my Hector Ramirez / Geraldo version of my custom verse, and then have him introduce my customs as I put them out there. Kind of something silly to add something to my posts.
I just love that entire process. Being able to have a contest, have somebody win the contest, have somebody take the winning entry and reshape it to be more G.I. Joe, and have somebody take that and then sculpt it, and then somebody else cast that. Just going through the whole production process on one thing, as a fan of that kind of stuff, that just makes me giddy. So I'm glad you got them, glad you like them.
A couple other things, too. I was noticing, I was in Walmart. I was over actually in their paint area where you had the actual paint brushes for doing, the house paint and stuff. They actually have artist brushes there, and they had a set of 5 for $3.47, and they're really nice brushes for what you get, and, as opposed to going to Michael's and paying $12-15 for the same thing.
Dennis?
Yeah, actual toy-wise fodder, I've been enjoying the DC Multiverse figures that have been coming out most recently. I guess probably you could say with a few tweaks, you could probably make most of them pretty fun in and of themselves, but I'm using the parts to upgrade a lot of the Batman customs I've already had. Non-toy-wise, I already had shared it on the site, but the most fun I'm having right now is figuring out what I'm going to do with those huge pieces of styrofoam packing material that I got out of a TV purchase earlier last month. But probably the biggest intact and solid pieces of styrofoam I've found, and as the comments were on the site, I mean, they're just perfect for making you name it. I mean, a spaceship from the exterior, a space station, a building. And what I'm trying to get my mind around right now is a way to do it kind of modular where I can, because I've got two of those, that one that I showed, there's actually two of those pieces, and I'm going to try to make them where I can stack them and put them end to end or put them side by side and whatever else to configure them into all sorts of different things.
For those obviously listening and not seeing, we'll plug a picture or a link or something, but Dennis got one that has, it was for his giant TV that you got.
Yeah, big screen TV. It is, I didn't measure the piece, but I'm guessing it's 3 feet plus.
Yeah, and it's got little rectangular holes in the top of it. So when he lays it down, it looks like, you know, a fancy subway car or building windows or, you know, spaceship windows. It's just got a real curvy texture to it. And I think all those purposes will work.
Two smaller pieces you had with the thick ribbing on the outside. When you put it together, it looks like a sci-fi building with the like big support braces running along it.
Yeah, and I almost forgot about it because I made a couple purchases in a row that week just with some of the sales. And every time I, you know, would open up a box, you're here, we're sitting with this, you know, 60-whatever-inch TV that we're opening up, and I'm, like, jumping up and down like it's Christmas over the styrofoam. But every time I pulled one out, I would forget the other one that I have. And I think it's going to be a much easier choice to turn those old, the first ones that I showed into a standalone building now that I've got these to do the all the different types of scenes with. It felt a little bit like The Jerk, you know, the new phone books are here, the new phone books are here.
I got two boxes ahead from Dr. Bindi.
Woo!
I know, right? Pull your collar out. Sit down. No, Dennis won a big old contest down at Assembly Required with his Star-Lord. Sorry, P-Love. And there were a few extras in there, and he had some extra stuff laying around the house, including a Nighthawk head, which, by the way, probably will never come up again or be used against him, I should say. Anyway, and so there was a very quick little pay it forward thing, and these couple boxes of heads and some comics and whatever else I can vacuum up off the carpet. It's going to be sent off to Hypno, who will do his own version of that and send it off to somebody else. And, you know, Merry Christmas.
Well, one, and I posted about this on the site, I found those cool wooden playset things at Michael's. They're like $30, and they fold in half and clasp together. I haven't picked one up yet, but I'm planning to once the coupon they gave me becomes active. They look to be about Joe scale, and they look to be like a really great foundation for some cool little diorama type setups. Mm-hmm. And then I also found, looking around, there's those weird cartoony Batman figures. And I've been looking at a couple of them because I'm like, there's, you know, I can use a head or a forearm or, you know, some armor or whatever. But it was always like, well, I'm still going to be getting rid of like 75% of each of these figures. I don't want to drop the $8 or whatever. But they just repackaged a bunch of them with these like really bizarre, pointless, but really cool. Like they have nothing to do with Batman ever. But it's like, hey, here's Batman and then here's a cool cyborg animal thing. And they're really awesome, and I don't know what the hell I'm going to use them for, but I'm totally going to buy all of them.
I like the dragon. I want to get the dragon one.
I don't know what it is, a panther or a tiger or something. It looks really good in person. The others are kind of, you know, middle of the road, and I can see pictures not doing justice to the tiger, but in person it looks awesome.
Yeah, I saw those tonight. They're not Schleck quality, but they're really good. They're right up there.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because the sculpts on the animals are, like, super detailed. And then the figures are like that soft, cartoony, like there's no sharp edges on the figures at all, but the animals are like super tight sculpts. It's weird, but cool. I'll take it.
I haven't seen them yet. I actually checked a couple of places this past couple of days, and they don't seem to be hitting Jersey yet.
I've only seen them at Walmart so far.
Yeah, I hit two Walmarts yesterday and didn't see them.
It's been a little spotty, but...
Yeah, Jersey's also pretty much the last to get anything.
Everything hits the hits the West Coast first, and then works its way across.
Outstanding! Best of the best of the best, sir. With honor.
I gave it a 10! A 10!
Woo!
Aaron, have you seen anything that just caught your eye and blew you away over the past couple of weeks?
I've been watching, let's see if I don't butcher the name, it's SG Caper?
Yeah.
Is that it? I've been digging his stuff. He puts out stuff on a pretty regular basis. I'm a pretty big fan of it. It always looks good. Different characters. There was I have no idea what the reference material was. I'd have to try to find it on the site, but it's something I've never heard of.
Do you know who it was?
No, I'm looking here.
What about what it was? Give us a hint.
It's hard to explain, so I'm just going to skip on it until I find it. Somebody else can go until I find the picture of it here.
No, come on. I want to keep throwing out guesses.
it was like a guy with glasses. Oh, here it is. Radio Free Wasteland, Waxman Freed and the Mobro by M.G. Tanner. I have no idea what the reference is, but I don't know if they're video game, but they're both kind of, they're interesting. They're different. They're not Joe versus Cobra. The little scooter with the record on the front, it was just different. It caught my eye as being something I've never seen before. And then in the back of the scooter, he has like a record player and records. And the records are actually printed out, the covers of the records and stuff. But I have no idea what it's from. But that caught my eye as being something new and different that you don't see every day.
Yeah, the attention to detail on the sticker, bumper stickers and such with the Kiss Army and such was just... It was over the top on that one.
Aaron, Radio Free Wasteland was part of Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, okay. So that's why I didn't recognize. I don't play video games.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was.
I know MJ Tanner has done some that have, like, deviated from the video game. Like, he's kind of, like, added to it. But I'm not sure whether that one's actually in the game or something he just kind of came up with. But the overall theme was from that. What about you, Brad? Anything outstanding last couple of weeks since you've been on the show last?
I've been enjoying Dennis's update of his bat roster since you're on here. I'm always enjoying Vanishing Points updates of Six Sigma characters, and I'd love to know where he's still getting Sigma Father.
I have to ask, Brad, and I want to take that the right way, but I'm pretty sure I heard that you complimented my bat roster since I'm here. And I'm curious, if I wasn't here, would you still have complimented my bat roster?
Yes, I would have.
Thank you very much, then.
Are you channeling your inner Jeff right now?
I actually am trying to, yeah.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Dan?
I think my favorite thing I've seen recently was Dennis's Masters of Horror. You finished Van Helsing. That was amazing. That thing is such a great, the kind of like reimagining of the classic character into that kind of steampunk universe you're doing. Just amazing. I love the way you resculpted the hair on the figure to make it look a little more like Cushing.
Thank you, Dan. That was the whole difference in that figure was the hair. I know that sounds silly, but the way that it looked, it wasn't going to work.
That head was not based on Cushing originally. That was based on the guy from Farscape wearing a Cushing mask in episode 3. I can't remember his name. He played Scorpius on Farscape.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's you took a face that really wasn't Cushing's, and just fixing the hair, you made it look enough like Cushing that it really worked.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite thing. I also like, so simple, but it works so well, that Mr. Freeze, the Grippin did, using the Spider-Man 2 Electro figure.
Right.
That was just so simple, so easy, but yet it is such an amazing finished product for how easy a custom it was.
Yeah.
I really like that. Plus, it's like something playable, like a kid can play with it and actually use it as a toy.
He essentially put a helmet on it, and it works. Because of the ribbing and color, silver color that was already on the Electro figure, just pulled it off nicely. Yeah, I totally agree with that one.
I agree, too.
Not that I disagree with the other ones that were Dennis, but this one was good.
Those are probably my two favorite that I've seen.
I gotta tell you, for outstanding, I got nothing right now. My mind's a blur. There's been so much custom gallery stuff and Facebook stuff, I can't tell you where I've seen any of it. There's just been a ton of it, And it's all good. So go everybody. Yay.
Everybody gets a trophy.
And for that, you get the custom of the golden plouve.
Oh, plouve.
Yeah, it took me a second, too.
Note to self, get sound of airplane flying overhead.
Which would actually probably be better than getting the sound of the plouve. I don't know. Did you leave me off of the list for this one, too? Because I've got some if you need me to throw them in there.
Oh, please. Please do. I haven't gotten to yet, but you feel free to jump in.
All right. Well, I knew you were going to. That's, you know. I had, like, three of them here at the top of my list that the guys just hammered out. The scooter, Sean S.G. Caper's work, that Mr. Freeze by Griffin. The other things I've noticed were Iron Will has kind of come back with a little mini vengeance. From what I could tell, been absent other than little bits here and there for the better part of the year. But he came back and he's got the Endgame Joker that he did that was just fantastic. He's got an update on a Galaxy Ranger figure, and then he posted some today that included just an awesome version of the Phantom. I think that one uses Marvel Universe parts, but it's still just ridiculously cool. And then the other two that I had on my list, one that I found noteworthy because of how humorous it was, but it was Too Dark to See's Bob Ross. He has a little thread going of PBS Heroes, and he did an actual Bob Ross custom, which amused me.
It was really good.
Yeah, it just hit me the right way. And then Jeff had a run of customs, and I had a chance to look at one of them before he posted it, but the Destro, the Lady Destro that he did, just looks... And the paintwork and everything, it really does look like it came off the shelf. And by that, I mean the store shelf, not his shelf in his house. Good point.
I just looked at that Bob Ross. That's pretty funny. And there's a LeVar Burton on there, too. I give him a lot of credit for thinking outside the box. Those are pretty good.
Case in point of where my head's at right now, we have 9 entries already for the NJC. There are already 3 that I just love. So stuff I can't even talk about are fantastic, and you will see at one point that they are outstanding. Take my word for it. Holy poop six, I just looked at Too Dark to See's PBS stuff. LeVar Burton.
Without the hair clip.
That's funny. Good stuff.
I got nothing to add to that.
I do. Those, what was it? Moonlight 520 on eBay yesterday posted some Tiger Force G.I. Joe crossovers. They took G1 Transformers, did them up like G.I. Joe Cobra Jets. The figures, some of them were customized, some of them weren't. Unfortunately, the auctions ended yesterday, so I have some pictures on my not home computer. Those will go up in the show notes. But he did packaging and everything, and it was the first time that even though the figures and the vehicles weren't in the same scale, that I was just really impressed by the overall product. Like, if I would have seen those on shelves, I would have bought them.
What was the final prices on those? When I looked at them, the reserve hadn't been met yet.
I think the reserve was only like $25, but I didn't see what the end sale prices were on all of them.
The buy it nows were around $300. How many did you get?
None. I would just make those.
Oh, spoken like a true customizer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, you know, for somebody to sit there and customize the vehicles, the Transformers, customize the figures, and then put it in a stylized packaging that you'd see in the stores. I thought it was really well done.
Henry, did you save the photos from those so we can show them?
I didn't save all of them, but I saved, the Snake Eyes, the Ace, and the Baroness.
Not the Scarlet one?
Not the Scarlet one.
Well, apparently you and I have different priorities. Well...
No, I just wanted to leave you there silent for a second. The other one was posted in the Joe Cosmos critiques on Facebook. Corey Godfrey had shown him a poster, or I think DeviantArt, of Samurai Obi-Wan versus Samurai Darth Vader. I've seen tons of people do Samurai Darth Vader, but I've never seen anybody do the Obi-Wan. So I showed him the picture, and sure enough, today he posted his interpretation of it. I thought that was pretty cool.
No, I was going to say that one. Yeah, I like that one a lot.
It turns out that Buddha figure is kind of like really good for that to begin with, but he just gave it a hood, you know, a Storm Shadow hood, and I think it just looked really perfect.
Did everybody get a chance to see those custom cast Vlix figures that Kevin Watts put up on Facebook today?
Were those the ones that looked like Boss Nass?
Well, the thing that's so significant about those, aside from the awesome job that he did painting and casting them, is that Vlix is one of those Holy Grail figures from the classic vintage Star Wars line, as it was supposed to have been released in the second wave of the Droids figures for the cartoon, but didn't get released because the line was canceled. It did, however, show up in somewhere in South America. I want to say it was in Brazil or somewhere down there that the figure was actually released. So to actually have a Vlix, that however he got it to cast it, that's a big thing to begin with.
Oh, my. Pimp Daddy Vlix, Strawberry Short Vlix.
And Alley Viper one looks really cool, too.
Alley Viper Vlix.
They all look good.
No Netflix, but whatever.
Wah, wah, wah. Good, though. That was pretty funny, John.
Thanks. I work on that one. All right. But that Pimp Daddy Destro one, that's pretty funny.
I'm going to have you come back to me in 1 second. I'm doing the bit where I'm hiding from the two-year-old again. So far, to avoid lots of screaming on the show, all I can do is mute it and interject the occasional joke. I'll be ready to go in about 5 minutes.
Can you have your wife take a photo of you hiding? Because I really want to see this and see if it measures up to what I'm imagining.
That's what she said. See, I'm all over those.
Brad, why don't we start with you before we lose you? Workbench. The customizing workbench. Workbench. What are you working on?
I've got tons of projects.
Wait, hold on. Jeff is going to love this. Now whip it. Move them on. Hit them up. Move them on. Hit them up. Rip it. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. About how many works in progress do you have right now?
Probably about 50.
What would you say number 20 is?
Probably Solomon Grundy. I'm using Lance Sputnik's Ghost of Mindbender technique, and I've used toilet paper to make his shirt and his jacket, and it's actually turned out pretty good.
Oh, they're going to love hearing that. That's awesome.
Cool.
All right, what else are you working on? Anything.
I got lucky and was taking the meeting up with my parents to take my kids to spend the Thanksgiving with them because my wife and I both had to work, and I stopped in a Fred's discount store where it's kind of like a Family Dollar or a Dollar General. And I walked in there and they had some Thor figures on clearance, and I picked up a Fandral. And I was looking for a base figure to make a Arrow figure, and I ended up using the Fandral, and it turned out really good. It's got that kind of rustic look to it, but still kind of militaristic look, and he's turning out pretty good, though. The only bad thing is it's got the Channing Tatum head right now, because, dadgummit, whenever you run out of head, you always got to throw one of them things on there.
Did you actually use dadgummit in a sentence?
Hey, I'm from the South.
I just wanted to make sure I actually heard that.
Gold or it was already taken.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
That's all right.
All right, Dennis, what about you?
Oh, let's see.
How many customs on your work in progress list?
My list is probably more than 200.
What's it? 201.
201. Okay, this is easy because this would be the one I just added today. 201 would be Dum Dum Dugan.
All right, now proceed. Anything you want.
Anything I want. Okay, well, he's there next to actually number 200, which I just started parting out, which is going to be a Dr. Frankenstein for my prequel throwback verse. And then beyond those guys, I just have a bunch of stuff that I apparently can't reveal yet because they're hopefully going to be submitted for the NJC. So Batverse related.
Cool. Dan, how many works in progress?
Somewhere north of 150.
All right. Three. What's your third one on your list?
That would be one of my trolls. Third one on the list as I pick them up right now is a troll with a large pike and a cleaver as his weapons. He's made from, you guys remember about 10 or more years ago, Target had an exclusive Unimax series called Dino Warriors, where it was little, like, 2.5-inch figures, and they came with, they were supposed to be aliens. So even their dinosaurs were alien dinosaurs. The humans were kind of like He-Man looking, and the villains were these short, squat, blue-skinned creatures that had very, very wide shoulders. Like, their shoulders were almost twice as wide as their hips. And they had these long arms that went almost down to their ankles. I'm using them as the basis for my smaller species of trolls. They're going to get, of course, you know, complete repaints. And they're getting the full-on custom armor, weapons, etc., like I always do with my my stuff. But that's number three.
And outside of your trolls, what else are you working on?
Oh, working on a whole bunch of stuff. You guys saw the Kaiju I did recently, which was actually, believe it or not, that was a work in progress from years ago that I repurposed. I've got a whole bunch of stuff, a whole tribe of trolls in three different sizes. I've got still more of my Deep Sea Danger project. Remember that pirates in Star Wars thing I was doing?
Oh, yeah.
I still have all the heroes for that line all set up. They've been a work in progress since, like, 2007. I never finished painting them.
I'm taking notes as you show them.
Okay.
Hey, Dan, I still want to see your zombies.
The zombies, I have an entire horde. I have, like, upwards of 24 of them that are awaiting painting. I did that one about a year ago as a test, and I just have not honestly sat down to do them yet. It's one of those things, like I said, I have customizing ADD. I will design something. I already have the colors picked out in my head, what I'm going to paint and everything. And then before I start painting, I'm like, ooh, what can I build over here with this guy? And I start doing that, and I forget all about the other ones. That's why I've got work in progress. It's going back to, like, you know, 2001.
Hey, you mentioned customizing ADD. You know, we talked a long time ago about custom Alzheimer's. Have you guys, and not to throw this off subject, we can get back to it later, have you guys ever picked up a figure with a custom in mind, and then, you know, you set the figure down and then come back to it a couple months later and like, why did I buy this custom for? Or why that? What figure was I going to customize with this figure I bought?
Well, that just happened with the Kaiju I did. I bought that Tomb Raider figure back in whatever year it came out, 99, I forget what year it came out. I had actually picked it up to be a dark side beast. I was going to make it into some kind of Sith spawned monster. And I put it in a box, forgot all about it. And then I was I fell in love with the movie Pacific Rim. I love the monster designs in that. They were by Wayne Barlow and other artists. And while I was waiting for the next wave of figures to come out, I was like, you know what, let me see if I can make a Kaiju myself. And I knew I had that thing in a box somewhere. I located it, and in the space of about 4 hours, I painted that thing up. And it fits in fairly nicely with the production figures. The only difference being the purple tribal marks on it are not as vibrant as the professional ones because I don't like the super bright markings on them. I want it to look more organic. So that's why it's a lot more subtle.
There's been times where I've known I needed a part or needed something, and I'll go out and get it. And by the time I get it and it sits on the desk, I forgot what project it was for, or I don't feel like doing that project anymore. So that's happened a couple of times where something held me up, and it held me up so long that it didn't work out. For some reason, I was going to do a kilted Destro, you know, so he's wearing the plaid kilt. And by the time I actually got the fabric, I didn't want to do it. I ended up doing it on a different custom later. That's more my speed. Aaron?
Got about 30 or 40, I think. I try not to have as many as the other guy. I have a really tiny room that I have to paint in, so it gets really messy if it gets out of hand. So I got to keep it down.
What's number 25?
Built the rule. Heavy duty.
And what's anyone you want to talk about?
What I'm doing right now, I'm trying to prepare for the custom celebration for the project that Oreo Builder and I are going to do for that one. That's most of what I've been working on the past month and a half.
So there's another big project coming for custom celebration?
Yeah, it won't be the scope of Resurgence or anything, but we got something going for it.
Cool. You know, when Jeff first brought up the list thing, I was like, I've got maybe a half dozen, maybe a dozen. I started adding up. I have like 30. I didn't think I had that many, but then I realized how many things I've just, you know, bodies I've slept ahead on with the intent of going back to it. And I have about 30.
Yeah. Number 19.
Oh, geez. Hold on. Let me actually pull up the list. I have an actual list. I started it on.
Yeah, they multiply like rabbits. You never know until you actually sit down to count them how many you got.
Yeah. I usually have, like, you know, the top five I usually want to get to just so I can prioritize, but 19. Oh, yeah. From NJC, I don't know, maybe NGC number 10 or 11, Transformers is G.I. Joe Humans. Starscream is a Cobra agent.
When do you think the due date is on that particular NGC? Is it coming up?
Oh, no. That one? I don't know. Let's see. 2004, 2005?
So it's all like new sculpt parts. It's not even a
No. It was O-ring at the time. I'm sure new sculpt was popular at the time. I just hadn't moved around to that those figures just yet. I'm sure that's what it was. It's
kind of, I got figures made out of Power of the Force 2 parts that I haven't painted.
It's kind of funny you mentioned that NJC, because I was in Ross or TJ Maxx, one of the two, and they had those Iron Man Assemblers figures down, and I was thinking, wow, if they had those out when we did that project, it would have been perfect. And now they're down to like $5, you know, it would be totally be worth it for fodder.
I will say, sadly, for this NJC, if I finish it, it's actually going to be from one of the previous Batman NJCs that I, again, body, head, accessories thrown in a bag and never finish. So sometimes those projects are good for those kinds of things where it forces you to finish something that's just sitting there. Yeah, that's actually next on my to-do list. And then GP entry, the knockoffs and bootlegs. I got to find a base for the custom. And then Nova gave me some Mindbender casts. And I've never been given somebody else's cast work to customize. And it's so wide open on what I can do with them that I have no idea what I want to do with them. Like, I've never had customizing block, but if this was ever the case, that's what I have. They're just, one's like sparkly pink and one's bright neon pink. and I'm just, David Lee Roth pants, maybe? No. Cancer Awareness Mindbender? Cobra for a Cause? I don't know. I got no idea what I'm going to do with them. I got to
mix up with the Laundry Vipers. Somebody threw in, you know, some other color outfit in there, screwed up his purple pants, which aren't pink. There you go.
You know,
it's an easy one, guys. Gembender.
Gembender.
For a product. Come on.
Yeah, that might get it out, because I'm going to use
How about Genderbender?
Right now, yeah.
Give him a fro and call him Richard Simmons Bender.
I've got two NJC projects. I got one in the can and two on the bench. I've got two pieces for a five-part project I want to show off by the end of the year. I'm working on my Red Ravage from Nova. Got a couple of motorcycles for my Zorro and Amiga I want to take a picture of before the end of the weekend. No, that's it.
So, on your whip list?
Okay, so, you know, I had that whip list last summer, right? That because...
Carpus you off.
Nice, well done. Wait till the third prompt to do it, though, okay?
I was like, you don't remember? I remember. Why don't you remember?
I thought you were stuttering. I'm sorry.
God, I hate you guys. Anyway, so today, as a matter of fact, I redid my whip list, taking all of them off that I had finished since Killcar pissed me off. So I have a new whip list that has been condensed yet added to. So go ahead. Throw me a number.
What's number 76?
Hey, what's really funny is that's the one I said earlier. I need one of the Marauder John Red Soldiers for.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. There's actually been some breaking news regarding the Marauder figures.
What is it, Dan?
They're having some quality control issues with some of the materials they've received already, and it looks like there's going to be a delay while they get replacement figures from the factories overseas.
Holy poop, you're right. The only sure solution is to replace all the figures. Consequently, we won't be able to ship any orders for several weeks. That's a shame.
That is terrible. But
there's a lot of people waiting on that.
It's the right thing to do. I don't want crap. I want quality. And good on John for making good. It's not going to be cheap to replace all of those. And I guarantee he's not getting them for free.
Even better, the transparency in which he's letting everybody know. So it's not just, hey, you're not getting your figures for a couple weeks, but you're not getting your figures for a couple weeks, and here's why.
Exactly.
That is some showmanship on his part. That is a very good business sense.
I mean, I can tell you no company is doing a recall before the product has ever hit the market before. Not like this. So, I mean, if he's coming across a couple of bad apples and doing the whole batch saying, nope, I can't trust this product to be good for everybody. I want it to be 110% or nothing at all. That's, I don't know. I'm trusting him on this one.
Yep.
Well done, guys. Nice segment.
Matt, do you have any customs that you're working on?
I just finished a skid mark, and he's very orange and pretty. But I'm not really a tiger.
Matt.
What?
Start over when I don't laugh at you saying the word skid mark.
It's going to happen. Yeah, just give it up. Okay. Skid mark is amusing. I realize that.
In my head, I just air quoted, it's going to happen, Jeff. Give it up.
That's not okay.
Yeah, listen, when Bill Cosby said that to him, it was not nice.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
Yeah, I could have made the Cosby joke myself, Dan. I chose not to.
What was that? Matt, did you say breaking news?
Yes, there is breaking news. I don't have the voice for the breaking news like Dan does, but the other news tonight is apparently, probably, we're getting Tiger Force for the con this year in lovely Springfield, Illinois.
And still upset about it. It hurts even more the second time.
And where did this news come from?
They hinted at it in the comic book, like they told us they were going to. There's a picture of the Baroness, and in the background there is a tiger print sort of background. I mean, maybe it's a really like stretched out leopard print and we're getting Pimp Daddy Destro, but I think it's probably Tiger Force.
So what do you guys think the Baroness is there for?
Fanboys?
Yeah, to get the boys' attentions.
Fair enough.
But somebody brought up on Facebook something interesting about that, though, that particular piece of Baroness artwork is reused from when they did the Crimson Strike team from a couple years ago. They just photoshopped it into black instead of red. I don't know if that's significant to anything.
The club photoshopped some existing material into a different color.
I noticed.
That doesn't sound like that.
Thought that happened.
Wait, this comic book you guys talking about, is this some kind of re-release from last year's con set or something?
They put out a direct market version for the comic stores of the comic that came with the con set.
Oh, okay.
It follows like 6 months, 8 months later, whatever it is, and yeah, it has on the back cover, it's got this picture.
I think their idea was like some marketing to build up towards the next JoeCon. You know, so if they put it out to general release, people will buy it because it's still a G.I. Joe comic.
Because stores order a lot of those, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody is buying the comic through the, you know, the club store. So maybe if they release it once a year to the open market, maybe somebody will buy it. I mean, it's canon for what it's worth.
Is it?
Is it actually canon or no?
It's got G.I. Joe characters doing G.I. Joe stuff. I can't imagine it wouldn't be canon.
Well, it's part of their own thing. It does. It's not part of the IDW.
Okay. It's the extended universe.
So you're saying that Savage is kind of a George Lucas?
Oh, the similarities. So, Matt, how many works in progress do you have going right now?
Well, I've got 4 figures that are pretty much done. I just need final pictures and stuff. Those popped up on the discussion group today. I've got, 5 or 6 more sitting in front of me that I'm working on getting ready to paint, and a lot more after that. But I'm gonna focus on the few I've got ready to paint here. There's a Cobra Mortal, there's a Baron Iron Blood, and an Iron Claw that I think are going to be the next up.
All right, so what's number 5 after those?
I'm going to be getting close to working on my customs of the cast from the Lupin the Third anime, and nobody's going to know what the hell I'm talking about. So.
Google it.
Just saying.
I Googled Marmaduke for you, Jeff. It's just a name. Like, it's a name that people have.
Poor people.
You Googled Marmaduke just to see if there was a definition?
Yeah, you got me curious.
This is how you Google Marmaduke. Fall down the rabbit hole.
Would you like me to tell you some other people who have the name Marmaduke?
Would you feel less of me if I said yes?
Yes.
wasn't one of those the guys who got killed and started World War I?
That was an Archduke, not a Marmaduke.
Oh, you guys didn't have to Google that, huh?
Marmaduke Ferdinand.
So, Dennis, do you think you're going to prefer like cracking into a torso with a metal shaft, or do you think the BFS figures where you screw into the back, which one do you prefer?
Well, given the choice, I would screw in the back with a metal shaft.
Oh, God, the editing on this is going to be so awesome.
I think Dr. Bindi just redeemed himself.
You're already winning the red laser, blue laser challenge. Just you know, all right.
One victory at a time.
Wait. Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Did he say Germans?
Hell no!
Did anybody actually say over?
It ain't over now. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
The voice crack, awesome. Did you guys ever hear about that Prince song that used those same lyrics?
No, what would it have sounded like?
I've got a recording of it here. Let me hit play. Click.
My God, I almost just spewed up here all over my computer monitor. I can't wait for this part. Go, Beanie.
You're the one with the impressions.
Not this time. I'm feeling all blue laser. If there's a Prince impression tonight, Bindi, it's yours.
There isn't, no.
Well, it's certainly not mine.
I'm feeling like there's some blue laser purple rain thing going on, though.
This is the only one wants to see you laughing in that purple rain. I mean, come on.
Blue laser. Blue laser.
Yeah, never mind. I take it back. I take this off.
And we shall never erase, see erase, again.
Erase, erase, erase. I finished a Christmas custom while we were doing this.
Of?
Who else?
Miracle.
I only started last year before Christmas, but Hipster Santa Claus. I think I sent John a copy.
Yes.
Nice.
It surprisingly looks like a very old Nighthawk. What's up with the power fist?
Gotta fight the power, man. actually, I'm going to drill out a spot to put in a Christmas bag of presents to hang from that hand.
Oh, okay. Shout out to anyone you want to call attention to, anything we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, sorry, I was checking in on the kids. I've been hiding successfully for a while. I thought I better make sure everybody was still here. Probably the biggest thing that I participated in this year, just different than the norm, was attending Assembly Required in Iowa. And had a blast. Got to meet you and a couple other guys, Jeff and Matt Hipno and Josar and Nova and on down the line. And it really just kind of reaffirmed the hobby in some ways for me, and you know, Aaron met you too. I'm sure I'm going to leave names out. Just getting to participate in a different way with the community and in a laid back, fun atmosphere. I'm really hoping I get to do that again soon. We'll always plan now on that trip, and we'll try to work in as many others as I can as well.
As I really hope to make it to Assembly Required next year, because I was kind of disappointed I didn't get to go this year, but, you know, the paces didn't cooperate. And next year, if I go, I'll be more than happy to let you guys record me doing it. I have no problem being in front of the camera.
He'll bring his own equipment.
Yeah, I like that show. That was just a really low-key, comfortable show. Like, I think we all would have had more nerves if it was in front of JoeCon and people were paying for it as a class. But for customizing and doing what we do as a site, I think it was perfect. And we have plans for that, too, next year. So, looking forward to that.
Nice to see everybody at Assembly Required. One of my favorite parts is just meeting other people from the site and seeing all of our stuff on one table at one time from so many different people is always kind of neat. I got roped into having a sales table, so I didn't spend as much time as I'd like hanging out and talking shop. But I plan on being at the Joe Custom, or not Joe Customs. I wish it was a Joe Customs Con, but the actual convention this year, I'll be there. I won't have a table because I don't have that kind of money, so I'll be able to hang out more often and see everybody's work there, and I hope to see everybody else there too.
Aaron and I helped set up the kids display. They'd given us like a box of toys and we kind of set up some of it, and it was right next to a flag, so there was a lot of kids walking through and gawking and everything, and then turning and lo and behold, there's a whole table or two of customs and just flat out amazing work. Bucky brought his work. Aaron Jogan Warrior brought his stuff. Dusty79, Bucky brought some of that, and then Matt and Lance Bucknick and mine and JM70s and of course Dennis's. It was just crazy how much cool stuff was on that table.
If you ever like start to get full of yourself about how you are as a customizer, all you have to do is take a look at one of those tables and just see how many other things that you makes you feel like a kid again as you're looking at them, like, oh my God, look at that, and look at that. And it was actually almost, my eyes went blurry almost just from how much awesome there was going on at one time. And you always start to second guess yourself too, like, man, I can't do that.
It's definitely, yeah. That and other people winning contests. It's very deflating of your ego.
Really, I wouldn't know. I'm not sure.
I think this has been one of the best years in a long time to see a lot of creativity, a lot of motivation, a lot of new ideas come out to the site, and I hope the next year is just as fruitful.
So, I reiterate, parting shots.
I think we should
some kind of... That's not what we were doing? I thought that's what we were doing.
I think we should do some kind of message thanking all our fans for sticking with us all this time.
You know, wishing them
I probably could. We got 13 people, you know.
You got 10 fingers, right? I bet you can get them all on there.
The cast of JoeCustoms.com podcast. Our listeners for the support over the last year and change.
I vote that you add some of the laser sound, so that no matter how nice it is, it sounds like he's swearing the whole way through.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
This has been the best year.
We have, like, what, 14, 15 listeners? Not bad.
I thought it was 13. Come on.
Six of us are here tonight.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
The cast of the Joe Customs podcast would like to thank all of our listeners for sticking with us for this journey for the last year and change. And we'd like to wish everyone a happy holidays, a happy new year, and we'll see you all in 2015.
Well done.
Jesus, dude, one take.
The Spectre, more than a sexy voice.
You should put that on your business card. Dan is an esteemed lawyer, more than just a sexy voice, in quotes.
And Dan ought to have it on his. The Spectre, one and done. See, that was too easy. Like, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I felt bad. And not because it was, because it was like, it was a softball the size of the sun.
Stop. As soon as I just had a heart attack. Too many choices. I have the feeling that Bucky's in the corner rocking himself like he's not sure what just happened tonight.
I am under bullshit.
He's probably just finished another, you know, 20 customs or something.
I have been painting all
time. Oh. Trump, you're screwed.
The blue lasers.
Because it's not over till it's...
over?
Did you just fall off your chair?
That wasn't me. That was good timing. I'm totally leaving that in there.
That was an awesome 2014. I expect a decent 2015. Thanks, everybody who's a member of Joe Customs for participating. See you next month.
Happy holidays.
Have a Holly Sputnik Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Haunted Kwanzaa, Joe Customs.
See you around next year.
Once again, the world is a safe place to be, thanks to the G.I. Joe team of experts. G.I. Joe, a real American hero.
You called it. Oh, did we lose somebody? Brad! No, Brad!
We lost one. We gotta have a moment of silence for the fallen.
Well, I'm gonna admit right now that I'm hiding in a corner of my house from my 2-year-old, so we're probably gonna lose another one here soon.
Me, and yeah. I'll talk to you next week.
You started up, so it's like a whole new thing. We can cut the part where I didn't know what it was out. I can just see you tapping that red flag button as we're talking. Edit.
There's five of us. Jason will not be joining us.
That son of a...
Yeah.
Does that mean I have to hang out with Joe Michael 70 by myself?
Jeff?
Man, I'm still resolving the carpet.
Okay, I'm finished now.
I would first wish everybody a happy holiday.
How would he?
I don't know. I'm giving you a setup here. You take
it. I know. I'm not taking this one. You do it.
I don't know what the hell.
What?
Exactly.
That's your first impression?
I don't have a first impression.
Seriously, I thought you were having a stroke.
This would have been part of a dream that Duke had after having one too many chimichangas.
Every once in a while, he's jolly.
I think he's leading you up to something.
He's trying to get you into the murder shower.
That is a murder shower. No lie. Good call here, no.
Nah, Jersey's not as bad as you think it is.
No, it probably is.
Tell the truth, man.
Yeah, it's kind of at all, but I call it home.
Hey, Bindi.
Oh, yeah.
If I was Star-Lord and I was going to do a dance-off for the holidays, how would I do it?
I'm doing it right now. It's funny you ask.
Where were we?
Hi. I'm Jeff. Joe Michael 70.
Oh, we've gone back too far. We're at the beginning of the show again.